Hello again. This is John Chardy with Words for You. I have been on a long ramble to Wyoming to speak to the Wyoming Association of Teachers of English at Jackson, and then to Kentucky, where, among other things, I went to wonderful Keeneland Racetrack for an expensive afternoon in which every horse I bet to win placed, every horse I bet to place showed, and every horse I bet to show went to sleep in the starting gate. Let that prove I know nothing about horses, but that sort of thing gets my goat, and let that be our idiom for today. To get one's goat means to irk one, to rile, to anger, to miff. It got my goat to see how those horses at Keeneland kept coming in a neck behind my handicapping. The idiom takes me into depths of ignorance, for it is based on horse breeding, about which I am as ignorant as a horse. As best I can piece together this bit of horse training practice, the British trainers, and perhaps others on the continent, once used a goat as a companion for a high-strung, thoroughbred colt. I have been unable to determine when this practice started, but it was common by the late 18th century in England. The horse is, of course, a herd animal, and most in ease in the company of familiar herd creatures. Thoroughbreds can be high-strung and can become restive when they are alone. Especially on the night before a race, this restiveness could tire them. They do better in the company of another and familiar creature. But if a stallion is stabled with other stallions, a challenge is likely. And if the stallion is stabled with a mare, she might tease and get him sexually worked up to the point of using energies he might better use in the next day's race. For these reasons, horse breeders and trainers raise their thoroughbreds, especially their colts, with a goat as a constant companion, as the horse is familiar, so to speak. These animals, paired up from their earliest years, became close friends, supplying each other with the reassuring presence that satisfied their herd instinct and without creating any sexual challenge. Especially on the night before a race, the horse would tend to be calm in the presence of its old friend, and so to be well rested at post time. But rival breeders and trainers are sometimes capable of dirty tricks, and so, or so the story goes, such nasties might steal into the stable on the night before a big race and lead the goat away, leaving the horse lonely and uneasy without his goat pacifier familiar companion. Unless the stable was well guarded, the nasties who got the horse's goat would leave him lonely and restive, sapping the energies the horse might have stored up in a good, calm night's sleep. And there you have it, which puts me in mind of paregoric, which is from the Greek adjective paregorikos, meaning, in effect, serene, but at root, not in politics. That's from Greek para, outside of, and agora, legislative body. The Greeks had a word for it, and I submit that to be not in politics is a fine working equivalent for to be serene. This is apolitical John Chardy, hoping no election will get your goat. Goodbye until our next time. May your days and mood remain classically paregoric, and in the hope that it may help your cause, good words to you.